Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Song. Did she crank this
up? So do I.
That's a good song. The reason we're calling attention to Taylor Swift is that she leads in this year's Billboard Music Award nominations. That's not a surprise, Jennifer, is it?
No, really, she's had a killer year with Shake It Off and what's the other one? Oh gosh, Blank Spaces.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she's 24, 25.
24-ish, I think. 24, 25? She's such a hit. Here's
at what
so
age
great about
did she come onto the scene? Was it 18?
She was about 16.
16. Wow.
Yeah. She did. Her first hit was called Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
And she's about 16 years old, I think. And you know what's smart about her is that she writes her own songs. Mm-hmm. She makes her own music. She plays guitar. She's really kind of, and she's controlled her own destiny to a point where she hasn't fallen victim to becoming one of those pop princesses. But man, she can make hits. She cranks
them out.
You know
what's smart about her is that when she was 15 or something like that and told her mom she wanted to make a go at being in the music business, they moved to Nashville. She got signed.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
She got signed to a big record label, mm-hmm. and they shelved her.
Yeah.
And after a year, she said, adios. Mm-hmm. She walked away from one of the big record labels to another smaller label that said, we'll actually release your record and promote it.
Mm-hmm.
And bam.
Yep. All right. So she has 14 nominations. Billboard, by the way, for those of you who may not know, is kind of the Bible of the music industry. Like Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Billboard is really the place to go when you want to track the hits and the hit makers. And so it has been for years and years and years.
All the hits, none of the misses.
that sounds like a line from Casey Kasem. Yeah. All right. So.
Oh, here we go.
Included on the list of artists who are also awards, Pharrell Williams.
Very good.
Multiple nominations. John Legend, Ariana Grande, Meghan Trainor, Iggy Azalea, and Sam Smith.
He had a big year.
He was actually number two on the list. Number one, Taylor Swift, 14 nominations. Smith has 13.
Yeah. This is true. I'm not good at all.
He walked away with a bunch at, what was the last
Grammys.
Award?
But Grammys.
Still
yeah.
Down
a Grammys.
I'm just a man.
Now, this is the season of all these music awards, right? The Country Music Award 50th anniversary show is this coming Sunday.
9 days away. I've got it on my calendar.
9 days away?
I think it's the 19th, isn't it?
No, it's Sunday.
Oh, what do I know?
But the only reason I know is because watching my two favorite CBS shows on Sunday night, which is the only night I really have time to watch television, the Madam Secretary and lineup with Good Wife, is going to both be gonzo next week because of the Country Music Awards, the annual, what is the American Country Music Awards?
ACM.
50th anniversary. And all kinds of, the usual star power. But this guy has come on the scene. And really, I kind of like his soul. Is that too corny to say? He sounds like he's got a lot of soul, but he does. To me, anyway, young.
He thanks his ex boyfriend for that's what he did at the Grammys because he got broken up with.
28 after.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Olympian's long jump of 29 feet, 2.5 inches won him a gold medal in 1968, shattering the previous mark by 2 feet. His feat remains an Olympic record to this day.
Here he goes for his opening leap. Oh, it's an enormous one. My goodness me, it's an enormous one.
So where is Bob Beamon now? Bob's name became an adjective, Beamonesque, referring to spectacular feats of athleticism. Bob worked as an athletics administrator at both Chicago State and Florida Atlantic. Today, he's CEO of the Art of the Olympians Museum, which collects paintings and sculptures by Olympic athletes. And what does Bob think about athletes who want to break his Olympic record?
I've really enjoyed sitting back with my light beer from Miller and watching them try.
Bob, still beaming after a few beers. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. When our fearless leader surmised the world was running out of oil, speed limits are shifting. Will this make our interstates any safer? Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. For decades since cages were locked bumper to bumper doing 55 miles an hour, cars have evolved to be way more efficient. Gas plunged, interstate cagers nationwide are pushing 10 over, not 5, with western states leading the way. Idaho and Wyoming topped 80, Montana considering 85. A 40-mile run of toll road Texas Highway 130 posts 85 straight through. Interstates are close to requiring the motorcyclist to purchase an overdriven 6-speed motorcycle transmission. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road. On two wheels.